There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo-wee, busy day today. Busy day. All right, we got the Supreme Court ruling we want to talk down that's striking down same-sex marriage. We're going to talk about how when you jump in the pool and your eyes go red, it's not the chlorine, but it's a sign that somebody pee-peed in the pool. We'll talk about why the hell is it making your eyes red and how scary is that. We have a rapid Ebola test that is showing promises. We want something rapid, not something that figures out that you have Ebola 6 months later. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how people still don't know what the hell is going on with their sunscreen and why there's still so much confusion with that. And then for those of us who hate giving birth being completely naked, there are maternity pants that will cover up our intimate parts while we're giving birth to a baby, which is awesome because, you know, everybody asks me why my kids are the way they are. You know, do they have any psychiatric illness or something like that? And no, I think they were going to be normal kids, and they're normal for the most part, but I think it really messed them up because the first thing they had to look at when they entered the world and natural light, you know, shined upon their beautiful faces and their eyes and their lenses and their retina was my Lily. And I mean, you know, what are these kids supposed, how are they supposed to be, how are they supposed to psychologically evolve and grow if their first sight is Lily? So, that's pretty important. And then, antidepressants. Some of you guys that take Prozac, they say antidepressants could actually raise your risk of broken bones. And what's so worrying about that kind of news is now people are so worried that they're going to take more Prozac. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to hear your calls, your comments, your questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so earlier today we found out that the Supreme Court has struck down the bans on same-sex marriage. This is a milestone, obviously. The justices ruled 5-4 that states cannot deny gay men and lesbians to the same marriage rights enjoyed for thousands of years by opposite-sex couples. Within days, if not hours, the decision is expected to trigger a whole bunch of marriages in states that still ban the practice. They ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law, according to Justice Anthony Kennedy, said in his 28-page ruling, the Constitution grants them that right. Kennedy announced a decision to a hushed courtroom. His colleagues watched stone-faced. Yeah, the Supreme Court don't really crack a smile or crack a frown, do they? As the decision came clear, the audience started to scream and cry, and, you know, it was, a lot of jubilation. Chief Justice John Roberts read for 10 minutes from his dissent, accusing the majority of overstepping their bounds and ignoring the Constitution. He said, today, five lawyers have ordered every state to change their definition of marriage. Just who do we think we are? Outside the court, I guess there were crowds and crowds of people. You saw, obviously, not only jubilation, but a lot of concern from religious rights groups. And this is something that has been going on where I think Minnesota one of the first states to allow gay marriage? I'm not sure. I haven't really been following the laws with that. The court was ruling on gay marriage bans in Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and Kentucky. If they had ruled or upheld the gay marriage bans, it would have jeopardized federal court rulings striking down similar bans in 20 of the 37 states where same-sex marriage has been declared legal. So basically, all states now will allow same-sex couples to get married. Now, how does this affect you or I if we're not gay? I gotta tell you, man, my family members, my friends, right, my neighbors, everybody's happy. So we got a very, very, very happy, happy community right now. Personally, some of the dissent I was hearing by people going, well, it's going to raise our healthcare costs. It's going to. Our healthcare costs are raising no matter what. Our healthcare costs are so long. We are so screwed that I don't think we'll have to blame the gay population for that. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if two people want to be together, and they want to be together, and they want to live together and be monogamous, I am for any monogamous relationship that wants to happen. All right? Because I need people stopping spreading STDs. When a heterosexual couple is sleeping around, I have a huge problem with that. So if a heterosexual couple wants to get married, if a homosexual couple wants to get married, from a medical standpoint, I think they are going to be a healthier, less STD-ridden couple. I can't tell you how many couples I have seen of people who were obviously not sexually compatible in terms of who they favored, forced in a marriage so they could have kids, so they could have benefits, and it was a marriage with a lot of disgruntledness, not a lot of congruity, and major health issues, and that they were coming to me for antidepressants and anti-anxiety. So, you know, and I can't speak for all doctors. What about, though, the religious aspect of it? Well, how I kind of justify the religious aspect is I know in the Jewish religion, you're married under Jewish law, and then you're married under state law. All right. And so with Catholicism or many religions, my guess is there's certain laws that each religion has. These are separate from laws that states have, right? Okay, like the laws of eating kosher. Okay, I mean, the laws of eating kosher, that's not a state law. But a lot of us Jews, we aren't allowed to touch pork. All right? And, the non-Jews are like, see, you guys are screwed. And we're like, I know we are. In Jewish law, thou shalt not kill. Well, that's also a law in state law. So sometimes the laws will coincide, and sometimes religious laws may not. So, it's hopefully not going to be much more of a debate from a legislative level, and people will have the freedom to be with who they want. And I am hoping monogamous relationships for any heterosexual or homosexual person out there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a couple years ago we heard that peeing in the pool could be bad for you. And I think a couple years before that, there was a story that 2 out of 5 people pee in the pool, right? So a story came out that 2 out of 5 people pee in the pool, and we talked about why. Okay, they're lazy, they're stupid, or there's a group of people that really don't want to pee in public restrooms because of the wet toilet seat in the women's room and how disgusting that is for your wet skin to touch something wet on a toilet seat and not knowing if it's urine or any other bodily fluid. So I told you ladies what to do at a public pool. All right? You bring a big gulp cup, you go into the ladies' room, and you stand and pee in the big gulp cup right under you. This way you don't have to sit on the dirty toilet seat, and then you could pour the urine out of the big gulp cup and throw the big gulp cup away also, okay? Now you don't have to sit on the wet toilet seat, all right, because it's disgusting. So unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to go through all that, so they just pee in the pool. Well, back in 2014, last year, there was new data from the American Chemical Society saying that if you pee in the pool, it creates chemicals harmful to human health, and one could even be used as a chemical weapon. Now, why did this all come out? I don't know. Remember Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte was talking about peeing in the pool and how a lot of Olympic swimmers will pee in the pool, right, because they can't really get out in the middle of a race, so they'll just, you know, lee-lee or wee-wee. Anyway, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal during the 2012 Summer Olympics, the pair admitted that peeing in the pool is something every swimmer does. Chlorine kills it, so it's not bad, according to Michael Phelps. The new evidence from the American Chemical Society last year showed that even the U.S.'s most decorated swimmer may be wrong. Yeah, I have no problem disagreeing with Michael Phelps, okay? I think that's ridiculous. You don't be peeing in the pool. They said what happens is when the chemicals, well, chemists took the uric acid found in human chlorine, So you have uric acid, okay? And you take the uric acid in the urine, and then you mix it with chlorine. They found two harmful chemicals formed within an hour. These chemicals were called trichloramine and cyanogen chloride. I know, man. Cyanogen chloride, that's the scary stuff. So, we used the chlorine to kill bacteria and all sorts of other crap and to prevent swimmers from getting sick. But urine may react to the chemicals and now make this other stuff. The both chemicals are associated with lung problems, but that cyanogen chloride can also affect the heart and the nervous system. In fact, according to Healthline.com, they said it is classified as a Schedule 3 controlled substance under the U.S. Chemical Weapons Convention due to its potential to be used in chemical warfare. Not only is it toxic, but cyanogen chloride is also easy to deliver because it could penetrate most gas masks. Now, you know what? I mean, I've seen gas, like farts and stuff, penetrate through walls of the house. I mean, that's some scary stuff when I'm like, dude, I can smell your fart all the way on this side of the house. But we're talking about gas mask, this cyanogen chloride, this stuff could kill. Now, why aren't people dropping dead in swimming pools? I don't know. They say some uric acid is excreted through sweat, but researchers say 90% of the quantities found in pools come from urine. So, does the Department of Homeland Security need to close down the pool? I don't know. All right, but now we have more news that has come out now in 2015 that if your eyes are getting all red and it's getting all stingy, that's a sign that somebody peed in the pool. They say people peeing in the pool means urine reacts with the chlorine to create the chemical that also hurts the eyes. According to the U.S.'s Healthy Swimming Program, those chemicals, like I just said, have also been found to damage lungs, hearts, and nervous systems with its poisonous gas. According to Chris Wyant, chair of the U.S. Water Quality and Health Council, he says the quote-unquote chlorine smell in the pool is not chlorine. What you smell are chemicals that form when the chlorine mixes with the pee, mixes with the sweat, and mixes with the dirt from swimmers' bodies. Experts have pointed out that despite the story told to kids that a dye in the water will show if they urinated in the pool, most Americans believe that, I guess, is actually very, very difficult, different. All right? Our biggest indicator is when you're swimming and you get up, your eyes are all red. Now, I don't get that, okay? Because I've seen my husband when he swims underwater. He opens his eyes, and his eyes are red. But nobody in my family pees in the pool. And I know you're like, nobody's admitting to that. No, nobody is. Unless the dog, without me knowing, is jumping in the pool and peeing. My husband said if your eyes are red, it means there's not enough chlorine. It doesn't mean there's too much chlorine. And he's 1,000% correct because what happens is your pee-pee starts to diminish the amount of the chlorine. So who is peeing in my pool causing my husband's eyes to get red? Personally, See, I was going to say he's cheating on me. I was going to say that when I'm not around, he's inviting some bimbo that is coming over in my house, skinny dipping, and going pee-pee pool. But I really think the culprit is the dog. Because that dog goes into the pool, he swims. And I tell my husband, I go, don't let the dog go in the pool, he'll pee in the pool. He's like, the dog will not pee in the pool. He knows better, really. How does a dog have the social instinct to go, you know what, I'm in a pool, I'm not going to pee. So anyway, experts say that sunbathers and swimmers need to be extra careful to ensure that they're properly washed before they get in, and they ask that you relieve yourselves elsewhere. According to Michael Hlavsa, chief of the U.S. CDC Healthy Swimming Program, says the solution is not rocket science, it's common courtesy. See, I love how these government people speak. Okay, if it was you and I, we'd be like, quit peeing in the pool, you stupid, you know, whatever. But he has to be like, it's not rocket science. Swimmers should use a pool to swim. They should use the restroom to pee and the showers to wash up before getting in the pool. It's that simple. Now, to me, the average person is lazy. So my guess is they're going to be like, to hell with this. I'm just going to, you know, pee wherever I need to pee. Now, I have that problem right now. I'm right now in my studio, and I got to pee right now. Now, it would hide the fact that if I was in some sort of a body of water, but here's the reason why I don't pee in the pool. For some reason, my pee is very, very concentrated. I think I drink enough water, but it's not enough. So my pee is very, very yellow. Okay? Have you guys all seen my pee? It's on Facebook. Okay? My pee is very, very yellow. Okay? No green. I have no STDs. There's no green. It's yellow. But if water is blue, actually water is gray, but it reflects the sun, and maybe there's a little bit of a refraction that gives it a bluish color. And then a lot of people coat the bottom of their swimming pools to make it look all blue and shiny. But a lot of times pools reflect the sun, which is why sometimes on a gray day the pool is gray. Anyway, technically, I have seen pools I don't want to say I peed in the pool. But a pool will turn green if I pee in it. See? That's why I don't pee in the pool. All right, shower-free swim, wash your hands before using the toilet, tell children to take bathroom breaks or check their diapers often, change diapers in the bathroom and not poolside, because a lot of times the diaper will fly with all the poop and the pee-pee and it'll land open side, inside, upside down, into the pool, shedding all those little poo-poo pellets. Refrain from swimming in the pool if you have diarrhea. How many of you guys have diarrhea right now as we speak? I know. And then avoid swallowing your pool water, even if you get it in your mouth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DAI. We are not done with the pee-pee story. They say if you are always getting bladder infections, maybe your urine is too acidic. Okay, you know how bacteria love to live in an acidic environment? Okay, and your urine is acidic? They say maybe your acidity is causing you to have more bladder infections. So according to research done at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, they said maybe what we need to do is start making things more basic. Now, urinary tract infections are caused by a strain, a lot of times by E. coli. E. coli can cause, there's a variety of things, Klebsiella, there's tons of things that could cause UTIs. But apparently E. coli seems to be knocked out if you add a little bit more basic. So we'll talk about what are more basic types of food. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
La, 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 la. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you're being told over and over and over again to eat alkaline. You have to eat alkaline food. You gotta alkalize your body. You gotta alkalize your urine. You have to alkalize this, you gotta alkalize that. And by the way, cranberries are acidic. And, you know, cranberries still are more acidic than they are basic. Yet, they seem to help the urine. But here's the thing, okay? If you look at a list of alkalizing foods, okay, you'll know why people aren't telling you to eat them. What are some alkalizing foods? Alfalfa. Barley grass. Beet greens, beets, broccoli, carrots, cabbage, cauliflower, celery. So alkalizing, meaning helping your body be less acidic, is this theory that's going on depending on the type of food you eat. I've had a lot of problems with that theory because in medical school we're taught that if you drink a glass of orange juice, you're not going to get cancer. because it's an acidic drink. You could possibly, with maybe a lot of acid reflux, later get Barrett's esophagus, which could later maybe turn into esophageal cancer. But having your orange juice, eating citrus fruits, grapefruit, things like that are not bad, but they're acidic. And if your body is worried about being a little bit more on the acidic side of things, your kidneys and your respiratory system know how to deal with it. But when you look at these alkalizing foods versus the acidifying foods, the alkalizing foods seem to look healthier. You got the mustard greens, you got the mushrooms, you got wheatgrass, you got watercress, you got spinach, you got a lot of the, apricots and avocado and, you know, blackberries and, you know, things like that. All right. Acidifying foods. All right. Like they say, acidifying beans. You got your black beans, your green peas, your red beans. Again, gas. You're gonna get soy milk. People are like, but I thought, you know, that's healthy. Well, they say it's acidifying. What about the grains? So you got your corn starch, your flour, your macaroni, your noodles. So people start to look at some of the acidic foods. They're like, wait a second here. You know, beef, bacon are quote unquote acidifying. Whereas tofu is alkalizing. So people are like, wait a second here. If canola oil and all this other stuff and artificial sweeteners or certain sweeteners, beer is acidifying, eating alkaline is safer and healthier. But, I want you guys to take this with a grain of salt. Okay? If your body is functioning properly, and we hope it does, if you eat something, okay, you decide to have some grapefruit juice, okay, your body knows how to handle the acidity. Now, some people will say, wait, grapefruit is alkalizing because it causes more of an alkalizing reaction. I don't know. All I know is these acidic citrus fruits are acidic. All right, that's all I know. All right, and your stomach acid, it mixes with it. The stomach acid digests it, and then your body decides what to keep and what it doesn't want to keep. However, I got to tell you, man, I've drunk alkalizing water, and it just does taste better. You know, and I think eating more vegetables is a smart thing to do. So, if you, let's say, have lentils or winter squash and somebody says don't eat those, they're acidifying. Let me just tell you, I have not heard of lentils or winter squash causing you to die early or have cancer. And I know it's on the acidifying list. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. All right, we got some prostate doctors speaking out. Go and hold the phone. These prostate guidelines blow. And I'm like, I know, that's what I've been saying, that's what I've been saying. So a prostate surgeon is speaking out. And I got to tell you, man, when a prostate surgeon speaks, it echoes. And, you know, because people want to listen. So apparently the U.S. Preventive Task Force recommends against PSA screening for prostate cancer. PSA is a prostate-specific antigen. It's a test that a lot of us doctors run because you guys don't want the finger test, where we could kind of do a rectal exam, evaluate the size, the softness, the firmness, the symmetry of your prostate. Because if your prostate starts to feel lumpy, bumpy, or hard in a certain area, we know something could be cooking. But you guys are like, no rectal exam. Dahlia, your nails are too long. I'm like, you know what? I mean, they aren't that long. And they was like, no, just run the PSA. So I run the PSA because it's a prostate-specific antigen. Well, the task force gives that screening a grade D, meaning there is moderate or high certainty that the PSA test has no benefit and the harms outweigh the benefits. And this was definitely greeted by Obamacare proponents because now insurance companies could save money not having to pay for the PSA. All right, but the African-American male population gets prostate cancer, okay? They say African-American men are 56% more likely to develop prostate cancer and more than twice as likely to die from the disease developed to Caucasian men. All right, and they're more likely to develop aggressive prostate cancer. So why are we just throwing everybody into the same category? And not going, you know, look, guys, you know, and you're African-American men, you know, maybe we do need to take a look at the PSA a little bit more often. Now, who makes up the USPSTF? Fox News says it's made up of 16 volunteer members who are experts in prevention,
evidence-based medicine and primary care. The fields of practice of expertise include behavioral health, family medicine, geriatrics, internal medicine, pediatrics, OB-GYN, and nursing. But no one on the USPSTF, they claim, has actually treated patients with prostate cancer. The problem with just studying studies is you're studying studies and you're not looking at the person right in front of you. So people are pretty upset. So what are the pros of getting this done? Okay, well, the pros, there's pros and cons to everything, which is why I think doctors need to recommend pros and cons. The pros is PSA screening, okay, can be a very useful test in detecting if you have it, because it'll start rising early on, okay? And the earlier we find it, the easier to treat. It's a simple blood test. It shouldn't be too expensive unless the labs decide to charge more. All right, it allows people to at least get a test done knowing that part could be okay. And they say that the number of deaths from prostate cancer has gone down since we started doing PSA testing. But now what are the cons? What are the, you know, criticisms? Well, they say prostate cancer is slow growing and may never spread beyond the prostate gland. So why do we care and why do we make people, you know, take out the prostates or get treated? Well, I've seen patients where it did spread to the bone. You know, and somebody died within a week because he sustained a cervical fracture after tripping on something and the prostate cancer ate away his neck bone. I mean, that was some scary stuff. And he wasn't that old. He was in the 60s. They say not all prostate cancers need treatment right away. PSA levels may be elevated, like false positive, when cancer's not there. PSA, it could be elevated if you're having an infection. Being diagnosed with prostate cancer could cause anxiety and confusion. And then it can make decision-making for non-life-threatening cancers more complicated. And they say it's not clear whether the decrease in deaths from prostate cancer is due to early detection and treatment based on the PSA testing or is due to somebody else, like Obama, getting credit now for the gay marriage thing. All right, so they're saying, wait a second, guys, hold the phone. So what should you do? One, if you're African-American, you need to talk to your doctor and go, look, do the guidelines even relate to me? I mean, should I be checked? Number two, figure out what the hell's going on in your family. But if you have a type of family like mine, where everybody dies before they get cancer, you know, because they die of a heart attack or something, you need to tell your doctor, look, the reason why we don't have prostate cancer in the family is because nobody lives long enough to get that diagnosed. And now that life expectancy is into the 80s, all right, and men, the life expectancy is going into the 80s, all right, I don't know if a prostate cancer of 55 or 60 is something that needs to be ignored. All right. Find out if you do your prostate testing, okay? If you should also get the actual rectal exam. Let somebody feel the prostate and see if it's starting to feel funny. Let somebody touch the gland, okay? Next, I would recommend a couple PSAs where you have one year, another one a year or two down the line, and see if it's going up rapidly. If it's going up rapidly, that could be an issue, okay? 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
She's alive.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If I am going to be gone for the next few days for a vacation and a badly needed vacation because I'm losing all my hair and my boobs have dropped another inch, I will still post any breaking news, and I am still going to be available to answer your medical questions through our drdahlia.com website. So any questions you do have that is burning, okay, I will probably recommend a shot of penicillin and you to follow up with your doctor, but still I'll make myself as available as I can while on vacation. All right, there's a new test that now detects Ebola within minutes rather than days, and I think this is going to play a major role in containing the disease about a year too late, but that's okay. It's a new safe test, all right? I guess there's a device that requires just a little pinprick of blood, can be used at the bedside of patients, and is as accurate as traditional lab tests that can take days to figure out, which was a problem we had with Thomas Duncan in Dallas. Texas, where we didn't know until later. So was he in proper isolation? You know, what was going on? The drop of blood is taken from a finger prick from a safety lancet, which is kind of like, you know, diabetics, that, you know, it's like a spring-loaded mechanism that then, you know, you put to the skin, then you go, ching, and then, it, you know, all right? And it works like a home pregnancy test, okay, where the sample is applied to a strip. This strip is a chemically treated strip, and if it's positive for Ebola, a colored line appears on the strip at a specified location. There are no magic markers that will resemble this particular hue, so you guys will not be able to play pranks on each other at the hospital. It does away with the need to build biologically secure laboratories and the need to take large blood samples with needles and then transport them long distances, which runs a risk of contaminating health workers. And doctors can isolate infected patients more quickly, so reducing the risk of it spreading and starting treatments earlier so survival chances are improved. Can I say about time? The field trial of the test was developed by the U.S. company CorGenix. It took place at two treatment centers run by the Ministry of Health and Sanitation in Sierra Leone. A total of 106 patients suspected of having Ebola were given the finger prick test and also had their blood analyzed the normal way. Every case of Ebola confirmed in the laboratory using the standard procedure was detected by the bedside test, and very few non-infected people wrongly tested positive. All right, because that would really, really stink. The test comes up positive, and they're like, oh, you got Ebola, and you're like, no, I'm pregnant. Anyway. However, both tests failed to pick up a small number of cases that were identified by then an alternative ultra-sensitive lab test. So here's the thing. For this to work, okay, it's got to be right. It has to be extremely sensitive. If it will not pick it up, you're going to have a lot of people sent back out to the field that haven't. But it also needs to be very specific. If that sucker, right, is negative, then that means you really do not have the disease. So, this is going to be tricky. Okay. So, you know, you may say, okay, well, this is good. Let's use it right now. Again, if it misses stuff, then how do you know? You know, I mean, if a test is negative, can you still have it? So, all right. Taking antidepressants like Prozac, okay, to kind of help your mood during menopause could increase your risk of broken bones, which is now making people more nervous and they're hitting the Prozac even harder. All right. They say we have a 76% higher risk after menopause of breaking our bones if we're taking antidepressants. Now, I am planning on going on something when I'm in menopause. Okay? Because right now I'm in my 40s. And I got to tell you, if I lose any more estrogen, I'm going to lose it completely. And I don't see how, if my doctor will not let me have estrogen because of our family history of breast cancer, how the hell am I going to stop my mood swings? And it's not even a mood swing. I am going to be in a bad mood all the time. None of this swinging stuff. Don't expect a good highlight. My show, probably by the time I hit menopause, is going to be me yelling all the time. This sucks, Obamacare sucks, yourself, Obamacare, blah, 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 blah. So I see, you know, I mean, none of my doctors are going to write that medicine for me now because they'll say, you know, the prescription is going to expire in, you know, 6 to 8 years. But I'm planning on taking these medicines. And I'm planning on taking these medicines by the droves. But they say that these SSRIs, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, one of the most common of which is Prozac, all right, which, by the way, also helps with the irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, you wonder, maybe I should go on it now because I got to tell you, my bowels are probably what's making me grumpy now and not the loss of my estrogen or serotonin. Anyway, we don't know exactly why it's doing it, but when they studied 370,000 American menopausal women over 12 years, of these, 137,000, so about a third, took these SSRIs, like Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, etc. The researchers compared this group to 236,000 women who took, like, indigestion medications in the same period. The ones who took the SSRIs, the rate of their fractures were 76% higher 1 year after starting treatment, 73% higher after 2 years, and 67% higher after 5 years. But they were happy. Anyway, the researchers stressed that the study was purely based on statistics so that they could draw no definitive conclusions. So what are we paying you for? So anyway, if these medicines really, really do mess with your bones. I'd like to know what the exact mechanism is. Now, we do have medicines out there to protect the bones, but now we're being told, well, don't be on them long term because that could turn around and hurt your bones as well. The big problem we have is we need to be able to still take estrogen. We need to figure out how to safely keep our estrogen up. Our estrogen goes down, our testosterone goes down, our serotonin goes down, and hormone supplementation seems to be the key to anti-aging. The problem is that somebody like me that's going to take some estrogen is probably going to get breast cancer just because bad things like to happen to me. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, sometimes I actually get really good satisfaction being bitchy. I get a lot of satisfaction. So my plan, you know, people go, do you have a 5-year plan? Do you have a 10-year plan? Not financially, but my menopausal plan is just be a major witch. Problem is I don't know if it's going to help ratings, you know, and if I'm still on the radio. I mean, Tom may not want to work with me, and that's a big, you know, I'm not worried about losing my bones. I'm worried about losing Tom. And if I, no, not my husband. You know what? He's stuck. You know what? You got to see the wedding. My wedding license has stainless steel handcuffs to it. I mean, he's with me. But Tom, he doesn't have to stick if he doesn't want to. So how am I going to do my show later with no Tom? I don't know. So, you know, I mean, again, if Tom says he wants me on medication, we'll do it. I have to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of us can't stand our pets. Well, there's a Tinder now for our dog, and it is called Tindog, and it helps pet owners find their perfect match. See? Is that cute? All right, so my dog is already a horny thing. I can't put him on Tinder, but honestly, I really want to get rid of my grumpy cat. Shaky Boo, you guys know Shaky Boo, right? I know. Major, major jerk. I can't say the 4-letter word, but this guy really. And he wants to be all over this because he already has a Facebook account. And I just can't do that to a pretty cute little kitty. I cannot do that because I think he is an absolute jerk. But, you know, some of your dogs really want mates. So it's called Tindog. It uses a person's location to suggest nearby matches, and users can then swipe profiles to find a match. The free Tindog app is available for Android and iOS. It was built by a London-based Holy Dog. Holy Dog arranges pet sitting and pet visits so they can do the deed. I guess they're a pet pimp. Is that what you call them? Anyway, so the dogs get to meet, then they get to date, lovey-dovey. Or, I mean, it's also probably for play dates, too, but my guess is the dogs don't want to play. My guess is the dogs want to do the deed. So, I unfortunately, I cannot let any of my pets be a part of this. My pets have already had a good talking to, and they know they got to keep it clean and keep their pants up. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.